voicemail. That can't be right. Hello? What's wrong?
It's voicemail.
Cheryl?
Yeah, voicemail.
Why did it say voicemail when there's no voicemails?
Don't know. These things, I don't pretend to understand.
Listen.
Yeah,
before
I'm
we, huh?
What?
Before we start the program,
okay.
I need you to talk for a little while because I'm trying to post last week's grunt.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
It's a good time for you to do that because we're not doing a grum right now.
What do you mean,
so
we're not?
You might as well go ahead and
what do you mean we're not doing
grum
a grum?
While we're recording a grum.
We are recording a grum.
Because you're a busy woman.
I am recording.
Oh.
Did you take your heroin?
Heroin.
Oh, why am I? Excuse me?
I don't do no heroin. Coke.
What?
Hello?
Why am I getting an internal server error on my own website?
Sure. Oh, that's a...
Don't like that, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Guess I won't be posting the grump today for last week.
Maybe
damn
we should update your software so you don't get an internal server
I'm on 3.1. It's the latest... Yeah. Okay,
maybe
let's
you need
do
to update your database.
Add new. I did.
Sure.
Yeast Radio, let's see, 1062. What's the name of the gram, Cheryl? Last week's gram.
Olha aqui nos camarins do João Forró, olha só quem a gente.
Ai, banho, ai, banho. Ai, banho, ai, banho. Ai, banho. Ai, banho.
Cheryl, what did we call last week's gram? What did we talk about?
Did you like that?
What did we... No, I didn't. What did we talk about last week? Carol.
No idea. Let me look in the holder.
Here, I can play some clips.
Bang it. Ooh, that sticky pooch. Pooch.
The pooch, yeah.
Pooch.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Pooch.
Yeah.
Why don't I
it's
hear
a pooch.
Tell me you heard that song.
I remember
that's
we
the
had...
first time it was a world premiere.
Oh, we had Jamie too.
Yeah, Jamie.
All right, we'll just call it Pooch.
What are these films? Make it rain, Chalkin. Definitely had Make it rain, Chalkin.
Now, yeah, but what did you say? The Pooch.
The Pooch, Make it rain, Chalkin.
Sitting on the Pooch.
They call me all the
nice
time.
Nice gram.
Okay.
With Cheryl... And May.
Yeah.
And I'll post a little picture. I use that nice picture of you with the otter, me with the otters, and you with the hook.
Look.
You got a hook. You know which one? The hook.
Yeah,
you like that? You like the hook?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it? You think it makes you look like a little girl?
Yeah,
well,
make
yeah,
it
you do. Okay, let's see. I'll post this thing on in. Use this feature at image. I love how it still takes me 3 years to post.
Yeah,
syphilis
you're very slow.
Slash audio.
You're very slow.
Audio
slow.
Slash YAura 1062.mp3'd. Oop, fuck, I cut. Oops, good dirt.
What?
Badoop, dop, dope. Hang on, let me just make sure this is the right girdle. Humdi-lai. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Because I know I started off with the humdi-lai. Yeah. Okay, and then
I know that Creole's from the Demon Dog
play.
Is in the audience.
Oh,
I would
goody.
Like to know why there are no new community corners posted.
I think he got fired after he posted that video on my grom.
No.
I found it disturbing and offensive, didn't you?
No, I found it amazing.
Yeah.
I need more.
Well, Xavier thought that was really Matt Burgess's boyfriend on Lar. That retorted the runs a text like this. Kermit the Frog. Remember her?
Listen, Chris, we
I
need
to down here to have a candle.
That was my favorite port.
Hello, I would like to know how many vaginas you have, lady.
Sister Kenny.
Okay, it's almost posted, Nade. Then it's popsicle time for me, and you can watch. Let's see. Done. It's postered.
Yeah. What kind of aura you got?
Postered elves. Sitting on the pooch. You like it, Cheryl? You want to go look at the post? How pretty it looks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going there now.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Thank you.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Slow.
You like the webinar?
Yeah. Did you ever do your webinar?
Yeah.
How did it go?
No, I didn't. Actually, it didn't work out.
Oh, why not?
The guy was working my nerves. And I just
now,
couldn't do it.
What I'm very curious about.
Look at popsicles time. Look, banana. First, we're going to have banana.
Okay.
Love my popsicle. Now, what were you saying?
What?
What? Talk.
Are you at the dorm?
Chicago dorm.
Oh, Chicago dorm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. So much content. Now, Nate, I have a question. I received a DM, not a duty message, but a direct message
from
you.
And from me? Said, no, quote, I didn't send you any messages today. That couldn't have
and
been
it said, quote, bloopers aren't supposed to be boring. And I would like an explanation from you as to what you were referring to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Quote, bloopers are not supposed to be boring. Unquote.
The only person I know to send out a blooper reel this week was Wonder Wisdom, and hers was action-packed and fun for all 12 minutes.
12? 12 minutes.
Yeah. And Cheryl, what part of direct message do you not understand?
Oh.
Private.
Oh. Whoops. You wanted to send it to me if you don't want it to be public.
Oh, yeah? Shall I read some of yours?
No.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I should do that.
Like the one where I called you a nigger demon mother. Oh, damn it.
No.
Surprise. I'm sorry.
You obviously don't know the golden rule, Cheryl. Do unto others.
If you want Jamie to do unto you.
What did you do?
Jamie says he wants to be on the drop. He wants to take full responsibility for DM.
I think I'm going to go to my okay, we got $30 from Patrick, $12.99 from Nikolai. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Yeah. Amazing.
Cheryl, we have to talk about these popsicles.
Why?
Because look at the flavors, Cheryl. Look at them.
What?
Do you see them flavors?
No.
Look.
Right.
Read them out loud. For the
I
audience.
Can't see.
Why not?
It's so small, and it's all like pictures. Blooper, banana, lemon lime.
What was the first one?
Root beer.
I thought you said root beer.
Root beer. Y'all.
They're really good.
Are they good? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cheryl.
Will you? Yeah.
First, we should have a moment of silence for the Japanese.
What happened?
Or is it a tsunami?
I don't know. Or...
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat tsunami.
Oh.
What?
What was that nurse? Was that your grinder, Cheryl? Oops.
Oh, that must have been your grinder. Man,
see anyone good on
Cheryl, when I grum, you need to get off the grinder.
Cheryl, now that they released Grindr for Android this week, so all the blacks with their Sprint Evo phones like yours are on.
Yeah, I have not downloaded that.
Do you think Jamie has?
I want AIDS, and I also read reviews that said it made it crash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get AIDS and then it crashes.
Mm.
Right. gracious.
Cheryl, how do you like your iPad 2?
Oh, my God. You know, Squarehead got one today. She did. She posted a video from the Mall of America saying that she gave birth to a 1.5-pound iPad, a white one.
Excuse me, but isn't Squarehead the same person who waited in line at the AT&T store?
And
didn't
get a iPhone for whatever, you know. She's pretty dumb.
You notice whenever somebody starts using Apple for, like, at first, they wait in line for shit? Like, they get their first iPhone, then they get so excited they're into Apple all of a sudden, then they have to wait in line for things. Yeah, oh, James Anthony is calling.
Oh, James? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
All right, hey, check out this. Does this remind you of anything? Look at this. Just look familiar.
Uh-huh. That sounds real good.
Look at that.
Looks like a big old turd.
It looks like something Jamie's been slurping on.
Wait, could you hear me any of that time?
What were you doing? No, I don't think so.
Can you hear me better now?
I hear you.
Do I sound different to anybody? Because I had the microphone laying on my lap. Well, the other thing was in my ear roll.
Was it in your clips?
Because you had Sylvia playing only on the left, not on the right. And so I had to switch headphones. Now,
Cheryl, which is the good side? I can't remember.
I don't know, but you're demons? Not... I mean, only on the left, never on the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
So we have a very important announcement. We have a commercial tonight.
Oh. Yeah.
Check the holder.
The holder commercial.
Is it pre-recorded?
Yeah.
I have
very hastily, literally 5 minutes before the Grom. It was an emergency.
I have a new X-Dope video as well.
What?
Yes.
What? It's amazing.
He just gave it to me today.
Does it involve me?
No. Unless there's a cameo that I didn't notice.
What? Very upset right now.
Let me set up Holder Vision. It's not ready.
Did it is here, can't?
Yeah, it's mine, sorry.
Well.
My pussy.
Oh my God, you sound like you're giving head at the door.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Like, time.
What?
Oh. You think you've got enough on your desktop? Good Christ, baby.
Yeah, I don't clean it very much.
You know, that makes your computer slower, right?
Oh, fuck off.
It does.
Oh, eat me.
It treats each one of those as an open findy, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Too bad.
Yeah. Man, are your models unionized? That's a good question. Do they belong to the dorm union?
Mm-hmm.
Do they get health insurance or just AIDS?
AIDS.
It's the opposite of health insurance benefits. Yeah. You're so organized, man. Look at all these holders.
All this stuff. Oh, I sold the couch today.
Oh, did you? The couch?
And I might have sold this. And this I sold today, turd.
What is the... What?
Remember my first Macintosh from the Grams? That really loud one?
Yeah.
Sold it today.
Did you erase it first?
Yeah, well, I kept the hard drives. I didn't sell the hard drives. Oh.
How much did you sell that piece of shit for?
$40.
Wee! Piece of history gone. Yep. Gone.
Trust me, Pete on it.
Now, the thing is, man, did you do as I suggested and combine the grinder and the Craigslist experience to sell yourself as well as things in your apartment at the same time?
No, but I did enjoy the suggestion.
Okay, it's a good one, I thought.
Mm-hmm, real good.
Although you gotta wait for the picture to get approved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the holder?
Holder.
I gotta go to
so these. Nice to have nickel lights, you know.
Do you want to see the, can I show you the Xbox? I mean, the X-Dope one first?
JMH.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Is this the X-Dope?
No.
Oh, no, that's the last one. It's called Coffee House Poetry, but that's a working title.
Okay, well, ready? How is it working? As you're presenting it right now.
It's not working. Oh. Let me move out this current call thing out of the way. It's so glamorous. The top is very hot guy. The bottom, kind of a little guy. The top, hard and hot. The bottom, with his hands on the wall. The top, he's fucking the bottom. The bottom, he was getting fucked standing. The top, he takes the dick out, and it just went, like, bam, like an explosion of shit. It just sprayed out. There were chunks of shit. We talking chunks. It was a shit waterfall. Blood. Liquid duty. The top runs to the bathroom. The bottom squatting in pure shame. Pure shame. Male hustlers. They don't know how to wash their holes. You know, everybody should learn a lesson from that.
So good.
That's amazing.
That was great.
Thank you, X-Dope. You're amazing as always.
I approve, even though I was not in a cameo this time, which I'm a little bit upset about. I could have been in a pile of shirts. Why didn't you put me in a pile of shirts? How heavy. However, I would blend right in. Maybe he did, and you just can't see me. I'm so dork.
Well, you are a fan.
It was very nice to see. What's her name? Wanda Bradley. I'm in that thing with the Deke and all WB. The shirts. Excuse me?
WB?
Yeah,
you know
WB.
What else I want to do? I want to go through it's those annoying no hate pictures and show you how annoying a lot of them are.
You've been collecting?
It's that douchebag, Adam Buska. He's the one that makes the photos. He's got a Flickr page with all these faggots on it. We have to look at a little.
Okay.
Do you have time, Jamie's, or do we have to do your
Yo, Jamie's is very busy. He has put
how many Schwarzes do you have to fuck tonight?
No, not fucking. But anyway, let's do some no-hate photos and hate, and then we'll do some commercial. That sounds good.
The top, it prolapsed all over my face. The bottom, it shit all over his mouth.
His what?
Yeah.
I can't stand this faggot. Stupid ass motherfuckers. No hate. Look, Cheryl. No hate.
Squarehead?
Where? No. Faggot.
Mm-hmm. Where's his Flickr thing?
Is that him in the... with the,
I don't fucking know.
It's a Buska.
Ugh, no. He's so annoying, I want to hit him.
Is he like that one person? What was it? What did you post on? I think I put it in the holder. Is it? Where is it? Lower hands. Hello, the lesbian. Dear Facebook friends, I don't care how delish your petite entree is at the trendy restaurant you are patronizing right now. Yeah, petite.
Delish.
Delish.
Look at all these horrible faggots. Okay. Well, here's one.
Hey.
I love how he has to put his name on every goddamn photo.
You don't want him to, anyone to steal it.
Yeah.
It's foul.
Mm-hmm. Look. What I really like is, look at how he makes the eyes. Like, he purposefully colors the eyes to look like retarded cartoons. Like, to make them look even more empty-headed than they are. Ooh, shh, Cheryl, shh, no hate.
No hate.
Shh, shh. We are sealed. We have a no hate tattoo. Oh, yeah, look
at creepy with the blinds and the colored eyes.
Why do they all have to show their biceps and point to things?
Why are they doing children? And what
look at this. Look, all these, like, horrible bodies showing off their horrible lack of muscle tone. Look at the one on the bottom left, Cheryl.
Well, I'm a little far behind.
God damn it.
Are you talking about the group?
The group white. With the feather in the middle.
Oh.
Feather?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the popsicle, because you're frustrating me.
Okay, well, just eat the whole pickle.
What do you think about the one on the lower left, the fatty?
Silent.
Look at the lower... what about the Asian doing the crisscross?
Crisscross?
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Oh, this makes sense. What the fuck is the point of this, Cheryl?
Oh, my God.
This is, like, really bad.
They're making a really big difference in the world. That whole no-hate thing that really, really, really pushed things forward.
Made me hate more.
What about this one? Talk about making a difference.
Look at these large queens with the hair on the back of his neck. And those eyes, like, why does he do that to the eyes, J-Maids?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're one of those no-hate people, you know?
Yeah, you're a no-hater. Where's your no-hate picture?
Hater's gonna hate, Nate.
Yes, hate more like. For me.
Look at this one.
Plus hate.
Did they tell him to do the same thing? Because, like, everybody does the same hand gestures. I know. Why don't you do a crisscross with your fingers? And you can make a reverse letter L with your hand. And you can show your muscle, even though you don't
have... No see, no speak, no hear. Oh, that's so original.
Ugh.
I still don't get it.
And I'm sure none of these people know who John Boehner is.
Fox is in there. What?
John Boehner. It's pronounced Boehner. Look at this one.
Boehner.
Look at how ugly these ones are.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Those beads. Ugh.
They're pride bears.
Oh, God.
Pride bears.
Fired. Cheryl, do it.
So fired.
You ugly lady.
Fired faggots. So ugly.
Here's a good one.
Why are they abusing children by putting tape over their mouths? Although children should all be like that.
Look, it's Faf.
Really?
I'd know that lack of neck and chin anywhere. Obesity.
Hello, it's what's my name?
Here's a cute one. With the heart. They're making a heart with their hands. That's so clever and artistic. Oh, they look pointing.
Oh, why are their eyes so creepy?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like he doesn't even know how to use Photoshop correctly to color their fucking eyes.
Well, he has to do like 30,000. And you know they have to pay? They have to pay to do this. You have to pay $40.
What? How much?
$40.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where does that money go?
No hate
to the campaign. No hate in California. You know what? It passed. You failed. Move on. .org. Google.
Yeah, to the campaign.
Up drinks. That's
$40 to tell a bunch of people not to hate. They're going to hate you for telling them. Ooh, point. Work that pointer.
Work that white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he like fucks up their eyes sometimes. Like he must erase their eyes and then put new eyes.
It's
and
weird.
Then they like are like cross-eyed or like crazy.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
It's just bad. I mean, there's no way around it. This shit is bad.
Do you see the one that originally did this or something?
He's the same photographer that does all of them. Yeah. He's part of the thing. The most annoying.
Can you zoom in on their eyes? I want to see how fucked up they are.
And he's probably made a fortune from this crap. Oh my God. Look at this fat Chinese.
Find one of the fucked up eyes and zoom in on.
That is a large, large head.
Oh, wow. He... Ding dong. Rip it off. She's going to be like, I'm hungry.
I think there's stuff that's going to fall out of her mouth, like jelly beans. She got jelly beans in her mouth, Cheryl.
She got fat in her mouth.
Is that a
fat
woman?
Pink. Fat pink. Real fat thin. Real fat pink.
Let's see.
I'm a boom, boom, boom.
Ugly. Ugly. very ugly. Oh, look, it's Natalie from Facts of Life. And her mommy, Miss Garrett.
Girls.
Mindy Cohn.
Girls.
Why does she have a no-hate eye patch, Cheryl?
Maybe she's missing her eye.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what happened was he fucked up so bad on her eye.
He didn't
know how to use Photoshop, so he didn't save the layer or anything. So he had to put a little patch over her eye.
Oh, look at these fatty cooks. They're foodies, Cheryl. They're foodies.
You know, Wasabi would like these pilchers.
They're not fat. They're foodies.
Yeah.
Oh, look, more Asians. Oh, doggies. I like doggies. Oh, look, we're drinking champagne. Look at this. This is, like, gross. Me and my parents.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
More faggots. Faggot legs.
How many pilchers are there?
There's, like, 100,000 million.
No.
$40 each. He sits them down, like, there's a cattle call. They have hundreds of people, and they go through 100 people. He makes $4,000 in 10 minutes.
I think Squarehead did this as well.
Of course he did. Oh, look at this one, Cheryl. Obesity, diabetes. Look at this. It looks like a large Elvis Costello.
Horrible.
Is this lesbian? God, it never ends. What? What's this? Somebody removed their head altogether. I don't know my damn sands. No hate.
You're invisible when you're white.
They have to make the blacks point even more. The fat. Look at his fat neck. With the bands. Oh, look at this. What's with her?
So bad. Like, the photoshopping is just
horrible. By the way, all of my shows now are on Ustream for pay-per-view after the show. So if you don't know what, if you want to see what we're doing, you have to go to the pay-per-view on the Ustream. The username is Rishi, R-I-S-H-U, not Yeast Radio, that got banned. Yeah.
But it's still somehow in the search.
Oh, look, a tattoo, Cheryl. Cheryl, a tattoo. Who does that remind you of? Oh.
I'm attaching my entire body now.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, blooper reel.
Yeah, didn't Reagan do one?
What?
Didn't Reagan do an entire
a French thing, yeah. Look at this queen, you know.
Hello, train.
Bag.
Must be in a night there to be so close to the train.
Giorgio Fiorbut. Yeah, we're right across from the train.
Yeah. How convenient. Fine. Oh my god, go back. His eyes.
Which one?
The Asian. Wait. Asian. You gotta see that close.
This one? With the point?
Oh no. Nope. Wait. Wait. Yeah!
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah, what's with his eyes? I mean, he fucked up his eyes so that he looks like he, like, has a lazy eye.
Yeah.
He makes people look like they have lazy eyes.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what it would do with Sylvie Brown.
He'd make her look normal.
The baby looks really awful.
He's, like, the worst photographer / Photoshop person in Yelvel. Oh, my God.
I know, and it just looks like... I mean, I know fashion photographers always overexpose on purpose, but to me, the light just looks yellow and ugly. Oh, look at this
lard. No, this is like, I don't know what he's doing in Photoshop. It's just wrong.
Yeah, but it's the photo and it's the Photoshop.
Yeah, double failure.
Look at this double chin.
Fail.
She's a large lady.
Large lady. She looks like she's going to finger somebody.
God, enough is enough with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time for that to end.
Oh, yeah, they're really getting it. Ooh, this is, you know what? Somebody who is anti-gay is going to see this, and they'll be like, oh, my God, I am so never going to say anything. I'm never going to say faggot again because of these pictures.
Faggot.
Now that I know gay people wear duct tape and point, I will never make another homophobic slur. Thank you, Campaign for No Hate. You've done a great service.
Horrible.
Well, what's this? A day for a lay? God, these people are. It takes a special kind of retard to do this. To stand.
Why you gotta put his name everywhere? Okay, enough. Making me angry.
Look at this one. Okay. He's sexy. This one. No way. It should be. Yeah. No way.
AIDS.
What about this one? Here's some realistic eyes.
Excuse me?
You like these Earls?
I like the Earls. His eyes are creepy as hell.
Proud lesbian. Okay, our popsicles are going to melt.
Women for women? What? Women first?
Proud lesbian, it says.
WF, right.
What's that bookstore called, Madge?
Women and women first.
Yeah.
There's Adam Carmichael.
Please.
Nice woo, Cheryl. Nice woo.
Weed. Go ahead.
Does this ever end? Oh, look, it's a giant picture full of little bitty no hates.
Lieutenant Dan Choi did one. He looks horrible. His face was burned.
Pan face? What?
Yeah. Looks horrible.
Jamie, he's not a slope head. Here's one. Is this him?
Hello?
Yo? Oh my god, what is that, Louise Jefferson?
Why did James hang up? Man?
I don't know. He wasn't supposed to.
What happened? What happened?
I think he was mad that we said slope head.
Oh.
Oh no, he said the other thing.
No.
Oh, look at this. There's an amazing tattoo, Cheryl. What the fuck?
Man, the black with the hail.
And the gray hair?
I need to see that gnome with the fucked-up head, the, like, he photoshopped, and the, like, complete failure. I need that one.
Which one? The gray beard?
Yeah. Mm. Look at his head.
Yeah.
I need a link to this.
7728.
Okay.
It's the number.
Okay.
What are you going to do with it?
To see close.
Look at his eye, Cheryl. His eye is fucked up, too.
Yes.
I think he has the Bell's palsy.
What?
He's not winking, it's Bell's palsy.
Look at this weird potato head. Another failing.
Fired.
Lord's head. Oh.
It's a larger lady.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Oh, he's swimming. Women for women. Oh.
Horrible.
Look at this. Fact.
Oh my god.
Diabetes.
God, this photo is so horrible.
You love it, don't you? Oh, look at this one, Cheryl.
I should send this to Wasabi right now.
Look at this one. Why is Wasabi so interested in this?
Well, because she's a graphic designer and so long.
What about this? This one. You like this? Look at them aerials. Oh, another banana one. Mm.
What?
The muscles. It just cracks me up when they show their muscle for some reason.
God, it's so hot.
What the fuck?
So horrible.
Look at all the. Look at her. Ugh. Oh, look, he's in handcuffs.
Oh.
What does that symbolize? I'm in handcuffs.
Faggot.
I must be a victim for my life, right?
No, hey.
Identity. Look, she thinks she's Rihanna. Oh, Nana.
Oh, what's my name?
Can I hear the commercial now?
Yeah, let's do the commercial now.
Okay. Yeah.
No hate.
Can you believe that? That never ends.
No, it's horrible, but I do like 7728 the best. The black with the fucked up eyes that he messed up the Photoshop.
Okay, tell me what to do. Is this an audio?
Yes.
Want to see me eating popsicles again? Well, you're finna.
Well,
you're finna. Cheryl, what am I doing?
Tell me. So aggressive. Stop eating those popsicles.
Nope.
Man, how much sugar is in those? Sugar makes you fat.
I already game fight.
You got the diabetes, you got the kidney failure, what else you want?
I love having sex with bearded men. I love having sex.
All right, Cheryl, before we do this, I need you to call my phone so you can hear the ring. Real quick.
Okay, wait, from my phone number?
Oh, no. Different number.
Okay, I'll do star 60.
I can call it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do that.
You know her number?
Yeah. Hold on.
I think I'm going to go to Atlanta again soon.
What?
So hard.
You get to hang out with J-mates.
We have some really good blacks there.
Mm-hmm. I saw one the other day.
At the bathhouse.
I saw one of the door models the other day. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay. Hot round.
Well, I'm fat, I'm sweating, now I gotta go sit down. I'm tired. That's what you get when you're overweight.
Who the
web
says?
Well, I'm fat, I'm sweating, what? Now I gotta go sit down. I'm tired. That's what you get when you're overweight. Okay.
See
well,
that?
I'm fat, I'm sweating, now I gotta go sit down. I'm tired.
Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cheryl, we got $20 from Grant. Thank you, Grant.
That's so nice. Thank you, Grant.
All right, so what do you want me to do about this commercial?
Play it.
But I don't know where it is. I don't know the name of it. Tell me.
It's in the holder. It's called Commercial Stain Master.
Now?
Oh, hey there. Cheryl Murkowski here, CEO of Dick, Daycare Institutions Care for Kids, and social media consultant at Hurdle Industries. Now, ladies, if you're anything like me, your carpet is looking a little rough. No, I don't mean my vagina. I mean the carpet in your living room. If you're looking for a new carpet for your parlor, your boudoir, or your den, then why don't you stop on by the Stainmaster website? We've got all the flooring options you need. We even have tile and hardwood. Our carpets come with a 100% stain-proof guarantee. Even if your liberal and faggot friends come over talking about collective bargaining or pro-choice laws, instead of talking about jobs, their filthy, dirt-covered, hippie feet won't do anything to our carpet. They can spill their pee-pee-wara, their bag of pot, or their poppers all over our carpet, but nothing will penetrate this product made in the USA and China. So why don't you stop on by Stainmaster.com today? A portion of all purchases goes towards the Coke Industries for America Political Action Committee, supporting candidates that care about real Americans and American business. Stainmaster TM, Coke Industries brand. Yeah.
Nice.
Like that. Made in American China. Yeah. American brand.
And what? And where, Cheryl?
China.
And where?
China. Japan.
No, Cheryl, no.
What's this?
Too soon.
TTS, Cheryl.
TS? Transsexual?
No, too soon.
I ain't a transsexual, how dare you? Just because I'm dork and kind of manly.
Make sure they're getting me.
What?
Kid test. One trip to Kitty's test. And a Minnesota stroke. On the sex cut day of Kathy's house, my true goodness, my true hate gave to me one Kathy's house, two trips to Kathy's house, and Kathy's house.
Yeah. Cheryl, but there's a new song I thought of when I was buying these popsicles. There's a new song that I thought of for Hanukkah for Kathy's house. I thought of it when I was buying these popsicles.
Okay.
Oh, Kathy, I made you out of Kathy's house, and when Kathy's house is dry and ready, to Kathy's house I will go. Kathy, oh, how I missed your Kathy's house. Oh, Kathy, I had a mini sort of stroke.
Wow, like that's a good song.
Oh, we got a new donation from Sean for 15.
Sean.
I'm not going to say what his last name is, but it sounds like a genital.
A what? Vagina.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what am I doing now? You wanted to see Kathy's house? Where is it?
I think we need to have a Make It Rain Chicken break.
Where is Make It Rain Chicken?
It's in the previous holder.
Girl.
PH previous holder. The great
holder. Mr. Babcock.
I've been looking forward to the MRC all week.
Where? Yeah. What's the name of it? I don't see it. Jochem?
There ain't Jochem.
Sure, I don't see it.
Let's see.
I see bloody shitty condom.
Four.
I love that JPEG.
I'll make it red.
Why don't you put it in the current holder?
Okay.
Do that.
It's red, and I will put it in the current holder for you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been holderized and made. Yeah. It's been holderized and colored.
It's been holderated. Got it.
Colored.
Here we go. I'm going to finish my popsicles while this gun plays. Hold on. Okay. So don't bother me while I'm eating my mumbling. Yeah. Trying to eat.
I did a cookie. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Just eat. Just get.
Oop. What happened
now? I need that on my fries.
I'ma make it rain chicken. I want lemon pepper on my motherfucking wings, pimpin'. Do you want some chicken?
Yeah.
Do you want a biscuit?
Yeah.
Ain't no hot sauce in my bag, man. You fucking trippin'. In my fucking mouth. Oh, chicken in my mouth, Joe. I'ma make it rain, gonna catch it in your mouth, ho. Juicy is the name, eating food is the game.
Yeah.
If you wanna make it rain, all you gotta do is say, hey.
You wanna eat my breast, you wanna eat my thigh. Mouth, salt, and pepper, need that on my fries. I need that on my fries.
I'ma make it rain, chicken. I'ma make it rain, chicken. 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 I'ma make it rain, chicken. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, chicken. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, chicken. I'ma make it rain.
said make it rain, I'ma make it thunderstorm. Drop my chicken fresh, Iris gone in there and cook me some.
Yo.
I'ma eat it all, ain't no motherfucker getting none. I'ma eat my food, ain't no cow. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Make it rain, chicken.
Yo. I'ma make it rain.
Guaranteed.
Nah, matter of fact, yeah. I'ma go and make it
hell. Yeah, I'ma guarantee.
Make it rain, chicken.
I'ma do my thing with it. I'ma spin around and do my motherfucking dance, baby.
Yeah.
You wanna eat my bread? You wanna eat my fat?
Girl, she's a Lord's ass.
I need that on my fries.
I think that's Naima.
Cheryl, the chicken in this looks like the hounds that I'm going to show you on that masturbation.
I'ma make it rain, chicken. Falling from the ceiling.
Ceiling.
If I catch them, then I eat them. The last one falling, then it's going real slow. Hurry up and catch it, Joe, before it hit the flow. Make it rain, chicken.
Make it rain, chicken.
Amazing.
You know what? I don't think Cheryl on those new MacBook Pros. That Thunderbolt doesn't work right.
Thunderbolt?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
That nice technology.
Okay, what about it?
It don't work right.
How'd you try it?
I didn't try it. I read the articles about it.
Well, was that a surprise?
Because it's supposed to have data and video on the same thing, but when you plug in a DVI display, it just starts blinking.
What? No. Well, maybe you should get one and you can beta test it for them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's always good when you have to make people to pay to beta test.
It's good when you can make it rain chicken, too. Let's get over this shit.
Just gate.
What are you doing?
Black Deke Lorge. What's going on with this?
What about Kathy's house?
Oh, where's Kathy's hand?
Oh, I love that nail. That's a great nail.
Where's Kathy's hand? Oh, Kathy's house.
Oh, I love the nail, yeah.
Cheryl. Oh, Kathy's house. Yeah, it's Kathy's house. Thanks. Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks for showing us Kathy's house.
Yeah, Kathy's house. I got Kathy's house for you. It's Kathy's house van is for you.
Yeah.
It's more I'm like glad there's a Kathy's house in Red Bank.
Is that Kathy's house?
We'll find it on the internet.
I don't know if that's a van. It looks kind of like an SUV.
No, it's a van.
I think it's an SUV. Sure.
It was on their website.
I think it's an SUV.
It was on their website.
No, it's not a van. It's an SUV.
Helpful.
J-Mades, is that a van or an SUV?
That's a van.
God damn you.
You're pretty retarded, y'all. Little the old.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Dear Facebook friends, I don't care how, quote, delish your petite entree is at this trendy restaurant you're patronizing. Some people post delish. I can't seem like when people sit down to eat, what do? They pick up, they like have a bite of their delicious food, and then they put their fork down, they're like, oh, let me tweet my followers how delish it is.
I mean, it's one thing when you're joking about it.
Right.
It's another thing when you got a damn.
That's what I'm trying to say.
My dinner looks so yummy. I'm going to take a picture before I eat it.
Look at this.
Do it. Do it. Up to the sky and talk through your nose way up high. Spin and dip and jump and cavort and finish it off with a laugh and snort.
Is that Blandy?
Yeah. Little Andy.
What is wrong with her?
Viraid sent me that. She's racist.
What is wrong with her?
She's playing a little bitty.
Does she have a small hand?
Yeah, little bitty hands.
You know the bloopers, we can watch the bloopers.
Ew, Lord Jesus. What the fuck is this? This face, Cheryl. That ain't right.
You read what it says. You gotta read the article.
Tara Lyons was arrested and charged with assault and battery and burglary after she climbed over the counter at Burger King in Oakland Park and started throwing breakfast sandwiches and condiments at employees.
That's a good face.
Look at that face, Cheryl. Yeah, I'm gonna throw an Egg McMuffin at you.
Yeah, she got pissed. Play the video.
Oh my God, there's a video of it?
There's no sound, but you can see her get pissed.
Is that her? She's large.
Yeah.
More than 1.7 trillion in assets under management.
This shit.
The world's largest property and casualty.
Seriously, I have to watch some financial thing.
Grow and brought to you by Horrible Industries. Yeah. One thing to know about Horrible Investments. Yes. Property. Horrible Investments. It's amazing. We can get your 401k all done up. We can get your daycare center.
Okay, shut up. It's
There's no sound with it, so I can talk.
Yeah, but I need to focus. I pressed resume. Why isn't it resuming?
Make it rain, chicken. Make it rain, chicken.
Why does she get angry? Is that her? This is a really good video so far, though.
You gotta fast forward and it'll be all.
Fast forward, man. Come on, I don't wanna fast forward. I wanna see the thing.
I don't know why they didn't, you know, show the news story and, like, interview her and...
Because not everybody is racist.
Oh.
Right.
Or is that her?
Cool.
She's large. Is she wearing a name tag? And she's
damn
like...
Damn me.
Why was she pissed?
I think it's Lil Rilch.
She's like, I don't like this delicious sandwich.
Chocolate. I want a lemon pepper chocolate.
Right. There is no lemon pepper seasoning on this. No sea lemon pepper on
why
this.
Why is she fighting with another black yolk?
Like, there is no
she
lemon
said that
pepper.
They spit on her food.
The hot sauce.
The sauce. Lemon pepper sauce. The lemon I know pepper. You spit my food. Mm-hmm.
I need to throw my Egg McMuffin at you. Don't make me take my wig and my Egg McMuffin out.
Should I hell no.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
You spit on my sandwich.
Is that what she thought they spit on it? Is that what?
Yeah, she spit on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
And then,
you spit on it. Again.
But the employee pushed her back.
Yeah, bam.
Did the employer push her back?
Back down.
Look at that shit.
Like, I will come get you.
I love
I will
that
shoot
that.
You. I've been in jail, I ain't afraid to go back.
She, and the worker, she's like, this is my break.
Baby, I shouldn't be getting up and out here.
She's making it rain, chicken, literally.
Right.
Good.
Now, what was the problem? Why did she complain?
It's over a dollar sandwich.
But why?
It's over for me.
Florida. That would be a good song for the Elsewhere.
But it doesn't say why. Why was she unhappy?
Unhappy. I believe. Hello?
Well, yeah, you believe what?
I believe I'm unhappy.
Okay, let's see. Ugh! Not looking at that.
That was from Yeast Radio 290 Seahawks video. I love that. You can't sing an opera.
The Goatsy cupcake is real nice. I like
that. I like the Goatsy.
Me too. At least that's I sent it to a bunch of people.
Because,
Oh, the haircut? This is what a mugshot looks like when you stab somebody midway through your haircut.
It's racist.
Yeah, it's true. You like that haircut, Cheryl? Well.
I love this. Yeah. Let me download this video. You want me to download the video or you want to go to YouTube?
What are you talking about?
The next one is a link.
I'll go to YouTube.
What?
I'll go to YouTube.
Oh, my God. Make it rain. And then hair comes.
MRC?
Push me. And then just...
Ugh.
No, it's
push me.
Video.
And then just touch me.
I mean, this
video.
So I can
get my satisfaction.
I mean, this video.
And then just touch me. So I can get my satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Yes. I'm 25. God. Work that drill. It should put you in this band. Next time, we'll work that thing.
Nancy.
And then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Like the rat thing.
The point is, we have to work till we're fucking old, and that's it.
I think it's also making fun of the original video.
Oh, I didn't
which
see
is,
that.
Which is horrible. It's like young women doing the same shit, basically.
Lols, A plus.
Yeah.
Wasn't I beautiful in that they got my age wrong?
Yeah, they did.
Cheryl?
What?
No. Cheryl.
It made me a little
whore. Yeah. Till I can get...
Stop it.
I think we're being possessed by the spirit of Sylvia.
And then just touch me.
Yeah.
Nova to Spiritus.
So I'm about to get off the show. Are you gonna spend the next hour and a half talking about Lady Gaga?
No.
What?
Here's
one of my biggest pet peeves is constant tardiness. I truly really think it's a character flaw.
Shut up!
Proper pillow.
Oh
yeah. Royce.
Yeah. Which one are we
talking about? Very categoried. Perfect. Men need apply. Others, please do not bother.
Got an appointment. Royce.
Oh, Royce.
What about the Mozart by J-Maze?
We have been messing before you have to leave.
Financial arrangements. Excellent. But
World
candid.
Cup fail.
Well,
NIT. E-G-E-O-R. All these nice things in the whole day. Band?
Yeah. I just want to see this girl.
You know, I sing opera. I'm in short and master.
She's quite talented.
I love this one.
I know how to sing everything perfectly. No, I don't hesitate.
I like
the
this.
The reason I wouldn't sing very well right now is I don't have a symphony back in me.
Well, good night, ladies.
What?
Well, it's
I sound like ladies.
Oh, good night. Enjoy the blanks.
Bye.
Scales. I'm an alto, soprano, tenor, and bass. Mariah Carey.
Who hung up?
Oh, God.
I love Mariah.
Please. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God. Waste of breath. Shit! I live in this garbage hole with you. With the shit that you like, and I have to and I'm victimized. I'm a victim to your crap that you listen to. This crap! This beyond evil. Beyond crap. I don't even know what to call it. It's crap on top of crap. It's a crap-tastic.
Alright.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
You didn't show many things, you know.
I love how this show has turned into show and tell.
Yeah.
Big fat apple, obesity spreading, fat.
Man, okay. There's so many things, you know.
Yeah.
How come your holder hardly has anything in it?
One of my biggest pet peeves is constant tardiness.
Yeah.
I truly think this is a character defect.
Discuss.
Here's Janice.
How about you not posting content for your inner circle members, Sylvia? Now, Edith, did you call their office today?
Yeah, Edith is subscribed for you.
Yeah, she needs to call the office. Yeah. ASAP.
Yeah.
Get a refund and extend our membership.
Man, that's right.
Look at all that.
Look at all that. Your jogging suit there. Nice. Oh, yeah. Okay, next.
Oh.
Show and tell.
Tell.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wanted you to have a nice day at work. Okay.
So sexy.
Do you like that, Sue?
You like that?
Yeah, I sure do. Look at such a penis.
It's disgusting.
This cat likes fat clit.
Fat clit? I thought those were thighs.
Like
I think it's just
that?
Her fan.
Yeah. Fat fans.
I'm sure I'd love it.
I'm sure I would love that. Look at those silky panties and that pussy. You like that pussy, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did.
That fucking pussy.
Thought you liked that pussy.
Look at that pussy. I wish I could see it.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see that roast beef.
Yeah.
And it's dark roast beef.
Behind
all the peppercorns on the outside, too. Yeah, I like that peppercorn turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and those big brains.
Wait, here's the ass. Get closer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Come with that
work
thing.
That elephant. It really looks like an elephant, Cheryl.
Oh, look at that. It's so flat.
Do you think it's that same lesbian that
How
took
did
the
she
pictures?
Get it so flat?
It looks pretty flat
in her ass.
Not so cellular. I don't see no flat. Ain't nothing flat about it.
Work that thing.
Do you really think you can handle with this ass?
You see all that back there?
Handle it? I'd melt it for fuel.
Can you handle the ass?
I bet you could make a candle out of my foot.
You're not a comfortable chair. Hello, and I don't love you.
I like chairs that are comfortable.
You're not a comfortable chair. How heavy is that?
She's talking. I think I have another outfit over there I can try on.
Ooh, another outfit over there.
Oh, I like that. Where'd you get this, Sam?
She said, one minute. She'll be right back.
How come you don't have that?
Look, she's back. Oh, look at those panties. Those look sexy.
Green.
Green panties? Lords.
She's going to get naked.
Yeah, you know.
So tell me what you think when I put this one on for you, okay?
Ugh, no, don't take it off. Don't take it off. Oh, she didn't. That's nice. Here's this BBW encouragement video deleted.
Real Hits Productions.
Gigs over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this one. My favorite. Remember where Jack came out at one time? We had her on the ground.
Yeah, I remember.
Makeup and weed.
Is she in the one the milkshake song?
There, Miss Lonson.
BBWTP.
Where's she?
My subbies.
Hey, what's up, BBWTP1? This is your girl Giggs. Week Giggs. 2. Empowerment and words of encouragement. Y'all don't have to forgive me because I did not eat anything, so I'm about to shout down on this Reese's. Shout out to Reese's or whatever.
Shout out to Reese's.
Yeah, the topic is words of encouragement, y'all.
Yeah.
And I actually took the time to look back on all the ladies here on BBWTV1's videos from their week one introductions on to, you know, the empowerment videos. And I have to say that I agree with everything that these ladies are saying, 95% of the stuff that they're saying.
Yeah,
now, there's this 5% that I'm not agreeing with, and I'm going to get on that in a moment. I just want to say that the one thing that they did bring up, loving yourself, I'm 100% behind that statement, loving yourself, because if you don't love yourself,
how you finna eat?
How the hell are you going to expect anyone else to love you, you know?
That's an original thought.
I really am sorry, y'all. I bet y'all like, Minnesota how she gonna eat a Reese's in front of all these big people? You know, I'm big too, so that's why I'm sorry. I'm hungry. So I agree with that. But there's this one thing that I don't agree with, because I did see a couple of ladies say this. And the only reason why I don't agree with it is because when you guys said it, it actually defines myself. So, I'm not trying to bash anyone, and I'm not trying to cause any drama. I'm just going to tell you guys my opinion on
what's
the whole situation.
What's wrong with your boob? It's
what has been said is that just because they make something in your size, you shouldn't wear it. I totally, totally do not agree with that statement. Only because I feel like we are contradicting ourselves as BBWs if we're telling everyone to be confident. You know, embrace your confidence, embrace your weight, and, you know, demand respect and love yourself. You know, I feel like we're contradicting ourselves when we're telling a BBW to do all of these things, but then we go back and say, hey, you shouldn't wear that because of your size. So, you know, I'm on the fence with that whole thing. Not really on the fence, I just don't agree with it straight up. I am the one who wears those types of clothes that they make for us. And some people probably feel like just because they make it, they shouldn't wear it. I'll be the one wearing it because I feel like I'm comfortable in whatever I wear. I do have doubts in some of the stuff I wear, and I just don't wear it. But if I'm wearing it out in public, I'm comfortable. Look at me right now. I'm wearing a sports bra, y'all. A sports bra. And I wore one in plenty of my videos before. I know that I'm going to have viewers watching this video. So I already accepted the fact that some people are not going to like to see me in a sports bra doing a video, but oh fucking well, I like it. I don't give a damn what anybody else says. So I just feel like we're contradicting ourselves when we're saying to love ourselves and be comfortable and, you know, embrace our weight, but then we go ahead and say, yeah, she shouldn't wear this shit, you know. So I don't think you guys did anything.
Cheryl, I can't see the sports bra. All I see is the top.
All I see is
you know, like you wasn't.
This is long. I can't watch this whole thing. I just want to see her boobies.
Well, then, hating her.
Let's see some breasts.
Look her face.
She don't even show her breasts. I didn't see no breasts.
And you feel like, oh, I shouldn't wear it because they...
She's still on that? Okay, thanks for diet. Oh, this stupid Shakira thing.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Gates. Welcome back to the channel. Mm. This is going to be another wig review. Another unit from Color, which is a company based out of Canada. Shit. You can see they
have love her.
Pink packaging. Mm. Comes in a pink box. This wig right here is Shakira. And it comes in many colors, but I got her in a 1B. I would put Color information at the bottom of the info box so you can go check their site out. And remember, if you purchase a wig for them, they would throw in a free brush as well as 100% hair lashes. So let's see what Mrs. Shakira looks like.
Yeah.
As you can see, she comes in the pretty packaging that you just open up.
Yeah, I like the hammer. Here she pounds it.
And here is a picture of Shakira.
It's my favorite part coming up when she pounds it.
It looks like a pretty wavy texture, like afro, something like the Alina wig that I did in the past. And all of their lace front wigs are 100% premium high temperature fiber.
Yeah, they look great.
Use a curling iron or a flat iron. She's both basically curling iron and flat iron safe. And they also have like.
Did you see that? Cheryl.
It's delayed. Hold on.
But that's my favorite part.
I didn't see nothing.
You heard it though, didn't you?
Yeah,
because hairline.
Okay, it's about, I think it's about 110.
Flat iron. She's both basically curling iron and flat iron safe. And
it's about 115, Cheryl. Do you want to watch it on yours?
Where is it? What's she doing? She's she hammering it?
She's stapling her lips.
Flat iron.
I gotta do that again.
Flat iron.
I just love that port.
You gotta go to the port.
Curling iron or flat iron. She's both basically curling iron and flat iron safe. And they also have like a natural hairline. And you don't have to use tape nor glue.
Put it on around 320.
So. Taking
look
her out,
Shakira.
Taking all the packaging off of
she
her.
She loves her Shakira wig. Is this where she puts it on?
I like how she got that stocking cap on. It's so
called a wig cap. I wear them too.
Yeah. What did they do for you?
The blacks wear them too. I mean,
yeah, like
this
I said,
looks like a wig that
like
you would buy at a Halloween store for like $2.99.
Texture, as you can see.
Texture.
She looks like a man.
She's real soft.
She's real soft.
And I would give her at least 1.5 inch worth of parting, as you can see right here.
Yeah.
And also she has two combs
in
the front.
Combs.
On the side, really. You can put them, tuck them in under your wig cap, as well as a comb in the back where you can tuck it in the back of your wig cap. And she comes with the adjustable straps, which basically means you really don't have to glue or use tape on the unit. So what I'm going to do, y'all, is cut the lace off of her, and I'll be right back to show you exactly what she looks like on me. So give me one moment.
Okay, one moment.
She's obviously a lesbian.
So I went ahead and cut the lace off of Miss Shakira.
Okay.
What I'm going to do now is adjust her to the size of my head.
Did she use auto paint on her eyelids?
Because I want
it's just spray paint.
A secure fit when I wear her.
You mean like the when you want to fix your coarm?
Yeah.
Got like
ketchup paint.
Like she's gonna come off or something. So although it is not required, it's optional. You could use
just put the damn
or tape, but I'm not gonna use neither
unit. I'm not gonna use neither one.
So now that I did adjust her to the size of my head.
Yeah, your head is huge.
I'm gonna go ahead and try her line.
Yeah, I do it. One.
I'm just tucking the comb up under my wig cap. And there's two combs that comes.
I like how it emphasizes her chins.
Side.
It's so navy.
That is also optional to use. I'm not gonna use it though. I don't know. I just don't like those two cones. On
Cheryl, wait a second. What about the cream, the Cree? We didn't see Cree yet.
The Look cream at our face. Solution.
What Look was the name of the Cream Supreme. That's the best video of them all.
Well, this is a warm-up to that.
Okay. Audience, get ready for the Cream Supreme. It's the best video I've seen in a year.
Sorry, that's just me personally.
Yeah.
So, this is Miss Shakira. She's
All right, let's go to the music video portion of it. We're going to skip to the music video portion. Woo, look at that flare. All this with 1 week? Isn't it amazing? Like, this is fast forward. Like, she talked this whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of wig talk.
She got a lot to say about her wheel.
Okay. Can we watch the Cream Supreme yet?
Yeah.
This is my favorite video, audience. Get some cookies, because this is fantastic.
I was filled with you.
This is my new video, the best since Big Meat's Builder. Who sent this to us?
It's, everything is terrible.
Yeah, but did somebody send it or you just found it?
Somebody, I think neighbor found the album.
Shut up. Love it.
And introducing our stylist, Cree. Our model, Shauna. Bringing to you the Cream Supreme hair
cream
design.
Supreme.
Don't make fun of it yet. We have to hear how funny she talks.
Okay.
Hair Designs Magazine and Miss Silky Smooth, bringing to you a wide variety and collection of educational as well as technical presentations to help assist you in creating beautiful hair designs. Watch closely as Cree begins the placement of the 100% human hair, and there you can see the placement of the first track utilizing the warm heat from the blow dryer to seal in the bond. You can see the horseshoe pattern. It's important.
Somebody's going to do a remix.
Pattern. No, this needs to be remixed with the Chloe videos.
Yeah.
Pattern. I have discovered that I like patterns. Let's rewind a little bit. I have to reload this in QuickTime because I want to be... Oh, it is in QuickTime. Okay.
You can see the horseshoe pattern. It's important that you don't have splits or gaps. Note how Cree will lie the hair down, bring it around the front of your hairline.
I gotta rewind
again.
It is
very important that you pay close attention.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're all wrong.
You can never get enough Cree. So
you can see the horseshoe pattern. It's important that you don't have splits or gaps.
I had to go in the chat.
Note how Cree will lie the hair down, bring it around the frontal hairline. It is very important that you pay close attention to the spacing that's left between each track. And it's always utilizing the warm heat from the blow dryer to seal and secure the bond until we reach our closing. Right down into the circle itself, utilizing the warm heat from the dryer.
Warm heat. Look at
you
that
see
circle.
The flaring technique also helps you
helps
to
you.
Not end up with a haircut that will give the final appearance a wiggy look, setting the foundation for the Cream Supreme hair design. Utilizing the large bumper barrel curling iron, establish your pattern. In your mind,
establish
even before
your
you curl, add direction. You won't have that wiggy, boxy look here.
No,
the placement
this pattern.
Of hair is oh so very.
It won't look wiggy, Cheryl, with those large bumper barrel curling iron curves.
There's a reason they come to my attention that I don't have pattern.
In your mind, even before you curl, add direction. You won't have that wiggy, boxy look here.
The placement of the hair is oh so very important. You just cannot have the splits and gaps in your finished design. Once you've curled your pattern in perfectly, the comb out is all but a given. You can now utilize your feather comb, lightly separating the ends, and all the while adding style, establishing and creating the perfect balance for the cream supreme hair design. It's all about you being able to utilize the tools that are available for you to use in order to create beautiful hair. You see, Miss Cree adding her own brand of flavor. Cream supreme indeed. An absolute dream of a hair design.
Did you hear that?
No.
An absolute dream of hair design. Listen.
Man, where are these other videos? Supposedly this is a series of videos.
Well, where are the rest of them?
The other ones.
We'll get them. I have to have them. I looked for them. I couldn't find them.
Someone needs to find them.
Dream of a hair design. An absolutely stunning creation. Being brought to you by Hair Designs Magazine. And Miss Silky Smooth will give the final appearance a wiggy. As Cree begins the placement of the 100% human hair, and there you can see the placement of the first track, utilizing the warm heat
from the blow dryer
to seal in the bond. You can see the horseshoe pattern. It's important that you don't have splits or gaps. Yes.
Note how
Cree will lie the hair down. Bring it around the frontal hairline. It is very important that you pay close attention to the spacing that's left between each track. And it's always utilizing the warm heat from the blow dryer to seal and secure the bond until we reach our closing. Right down into the circle itself. Utilizing the warm heat from the dryer. You see the slithering technique also
helps
you to not end up with a haircut that will give the final appearance a wiggy look.
It cannot look wiggy.
Setting the foundation for the cream supreme hair design. Utilizing the large bumper barrel curling iron. Establish your pattern in your mind even before you curl. Add direction. You won't have that wiggy, boxy look here. The placement of the hair is oh so very important. You just cannot have the splits and gaps in your finished design. Once you've curled your pattern in perfectly, the comb out is all but a given. You can now utilize.
Sure. What are you utilizing in your pattern?
Why are people so stupid?
Your feather comb, lightly separating the ends, and all the while adding style. Establishing and creating the perfect balance for the cream supreme hair design. It's all about you being able to utilize the tools that are available for you to use in order to create beautiful hair. You see Miss Cree adding her own brand of flavor. Cream supreme dream. Indeed.
Cream.
An absolute supreme. Dream of a hair design.
And hair design.
An absolutely stunning creation. Being brought to you by Hair Designs Magazine and Miss Silky Smooth, of course.
I want more Cheryl.
Cream supreme.
I want more Cree.
Well, maybe one of the listeners can do some research and find the pattern.
Pattern.
Cream supreme.
Thanks for calling Layups.
Hat in hand, Mom.
Sylvia Brown, one of my favorite show is Top Model. It reminds me of the day in Kansas City, Missouri, when I used to model hats and hands.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that.
About the World Cup fail?
Oh, that was last week. We showed that, didn't we?
No.
Oh.
And what about the same thing would be the dollar menu?
World Cup fail. There, that's not nice.
What about the one under that?
Ugh. Disgusting.
The same dollar menu.
What's the name of this file?
The same the dollar menu.
No, it says the same finna be on the dollar menu.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, it is $2.99, not a dollar.
The warm heat from the blow dryer to seal in the bond. You can attention to the spacing that's left between each track. The Cream Supreme hair design will give the final appearance a wiggy, utilizing the warm heat from the blow dryer to seal in the bond. First track utilizing the warm, beautiful hair designs. Watch closely as Cree begins the placement of the 100% human hair, and there you can see the placement of the first track, the dryer. You see the slithering technique itself, utilizing the warm heat from the dryer.
Dryer.
Sometimes she calls it a dryer, and other times she warm calls it a blow dryer. You know.
Sometimes it's warm heat. Excuse me?
God damn it.
What?
Ugh, I'm just annoyed. I thought what? I sold my bed, but it fell through.
What do you mean it fell through?
Yeah.
What did it fall through onto?
Mexican.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Did you say you gotta come and pick it up and I got a back injury?
Yeah, well, yeah, I always say that. I do.
Why? Because they ask you to help them carry it.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm in Jerusalem Towers, A&L.
Tel Aviv.
I'm a Jew.
Tel Aviv, not Jerusalem.
Oh, Tel Aviv Towers, A&L help you.
Cheryl, I don't understand this fingernail. That makes no sense.
Why? What's the understanding?
Why is the question, yes, why? Makes okay. Sense. Why?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I don't know.
What?
Why?
Well,
do
because
you utilize
not.
The warm heat from the blow dryer?
Get the powder off.
We're in the pattern.
What's your point?
My point is...
Just this.
My point is just this.
Now point your fingers up to the sky and talk through your nose way up high. Spin and dip and jump and cavort and finish it off with a laugh and snort.
Ooh, the best of your life. Work it. You look like a tater.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Horrible.
With a haircut.
Haircut.
The placement of the hair is oh so very important. You just cannot have the splits and gaps in your finished design. Once you've curled your pattern in perfectly, the comb out is all but a given. You can now utilize your feather comb.
She really likes that word utilize and pattern, doesn't she? Cheryl!
Somebody just told me that that works in the in a hospital, they said that there's people who are too fat to fit in the hospital CT scanner, so they take them to the animal hospital.
Oh.
Well, I think we need to hear more about these stories.
Who has these stories?
His name is Nikolai.
Nikolai?
Yeah, he's giving us money. He's wonderful. I don't know if he'd be willing to call into the program, but...
Well... If he's on Skype, we can call him, but, you know, I'm not much up for too much effort, because it's already 10:38.
Yeah.
It's kind of late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if he can respond.
Oh, who cares?
Can you respond?
Who I want to talk to is Chris Weagle, but he's so stealthy lately. Chris, can we call you on the Skype?
She's stealthy.
Chris, she's on the thing holder.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes. He hates Patricia. Grails! Grails!
We need more retards, Grails.
Grails, we need retards. No, we're not gonna. Don't ask him for retards because then he won't want to be on.
Why?
Because he gets in trouble. It's his job to play with retards.
It's your guide.
Yeah, it's your guide and your retard. No. It's your tard. It's your tard.
Don't make no film.
What am I got, Chris?
Will you?
Well,
she said she has Skype.
Chris, I want you to come on the Skype. Can I call you? Chris!
Okay. Well, I'm fair. I'm sweating now. I gotta go sit down. I'm tired. What's this? What you get when you're overweight. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
It's Chris Weagle. Who is this?
Mayodge. Chris, you're calling my phone. Can I call you right back at this number?
Yeah.
Yeah. What my mom mates. Ooh, that was Chris, Cheryl. We gotta call him back. It's Chris. Cheryl.
What?
What is... Why are you so annoying? Yeah, is this the one? Let's see. Yeah.
What?
God damn it. How do you do this? God damn this fucking Skype. Can I have
why
one show
right? Why do you
have
to complain about things every time?
I know.
You get over it.
I don't know why there are so many goddamn numbers.
Let it go.
Yeah. I can't let it go because I can't work Skype. If I could work the Skype, I could let it go.
Yeah.
Oh, calls. No, yeah, 586.
Six.
586. Let's see, 586. Yeah.
Found it.
He's in Roselle.
What?
He's in Roselle.
Roselle. Man.
Those popsicles nades.
Took me on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop it, Chris. How do you... I'm trying to figure out how to do this, but it's the Skype that's terrible, not me. Call. Well, maybe it'll work. It might hang up on you, Cheryl. Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, fuck. How do you do this?
Hello?
Chris?
Hello?
I don't know if I'm doing this right. I always fuck it up. Chris.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. It's just a... Well, hold on. I lost Cheryl, though. This is the problem. Let me see. The phone might ring a whole... Oh. What's going on? How come I can't just drag you into the conversation? Oh, my God. You know, it used to work so good before they changed Skype, Chris. Are you going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Down there. Cheryl, you have to call me back, because I don't understand this. Maybe I can do it this way, yeah. Okay, and... Cheryl, were you making a duty? Chris?
Yeah.
Were you making a poopy?
Yeah.
How have you been? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I've been busy working with special needs.
Where's Morfeo? It was a huge hit.
There's four of them on there. That's what we've got so far.
What do you mean? You've done all these programs. I mean, they say on the program it's like number 19, number 21.
Do you know that
they're
guy?
They're like number 43 right now.
Oh, my God.
Do
look
you know
at,
the guy that turns like Chris?
What?
I said,
they
do you know the
guy
that turns like Chris?
Days ago, on Tuesday,
what?
He was in a wheelchair, the guest. They interviewed him. Then all of them left, and they left the guest there in the wheelchair in our lobby. And he was just sitting there for like an hour. And I kept asking him if he needed me to call anyone. He said, no, they're going to pick me up.
Oh.
So finally he just like, he was in the electric wheelchair. He wheeled himself out into the parking lot. And he sat there for another hour. And people started showing up for another program. And they asked me, is he okay? Is he all right? And I said, I assume so. And then the next day he was gone. So I assume he was picked up by scavengers or I'm not sure what happened.
He froze.
It happens quite often. I was trying to help people out of their cars. And
they're so helpful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Help people get to their wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have And one and Tuesday there was a distinct stench in the air, a distinct odor when the gentlemen were all there.
Diabetes.
I think they even shifted regularly throughout the interview, and then when they got up from their seat, it shifted down their legs.
Now, are you talking to the lady that was in the wheelchair with the Stephen Hawking device?
No, that was about a year ago. That was about a year ago. That
Jesus Christ.
That was last season?
Yeah. They just do one a month. They come in. And one of them, I think his name is Ryan.
Yeah.
He looks like Porky Pig.
Yeah.
He's a DJ. He does music acts. He performs at weddings. He's a DJ. I'm not joking. You can hire him to come and play at your event.
How much?
So you can lock up retards?
Can we hire him to be on the program?
He goes by the name of DJ Dazzle Do Time.
He's
a radio show at the college, but I haven't heard it.
You know, Sylvia Brown is a DJ.
Yeah.
Can we hire him to just talk on the program? He doesn't have to play any music.
Chris, do they ever masturbate when you're trying to film? Do they ever masturbate?
Do they ever masturbate, or do I ever masturbate?
No, not you. Well, you're not a retard, so I would hope not. But do they ever masturbate? Because I was told that retarded people masturbate sometimes in public. Do they ever masturbate while you're filming?
That specific group, no. However,
okay.
We used to have a cleaning company that would come in on the weekends to clean the offices that was staffed by the mentally challenged.
Yeah.
And one day our boss was there on a weekend doing some work, and he came out of the office into the hallway, and there was one of the mentally retarded gentlemen. He was, in fact, masturbating against the wall. And then we severed relationships with the company. This is true.
Why?
Just because he was masturbating?
Now we have prisoners like ex-cons, ex-felons cleaning the
facility. Well, they're good at cleaning. Mm-hmm. They know to clean that asshole out. No.
Now they just come in and just like pee all over the floor in the bathroom and I mop it up.
Great.
So you can podcasting has served both Madge and myself well.
Yeah, I'm rich. Really doing well for myself.
Well, at least you don't live in Michigan.
I thought you do live in Michigan.
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
She do. Human dough.
How is the economy doing? Is it getting better? I read on the news the economy is getting better.
You got a Republican running things, so it must be getting better. There must be tons of jobs. Tons.
There's tons of jobs. The Republican governor and legislature is going to cut the Michigan film incentive, which is people are already starting to lay off from people that have gotten jobs in the film industry here. And they just passed a law that says the state government can go into any city or school district and declare a financial emergency and totally dissolve the elected officials in that city government or that the school board.
I heard about that in Democracy Now. That makes no sense.
And that they can appoint a corporation?
Right, yeah. They just got done doing this in the city of Detroit, and the guy they hired, he's finishing up, and his last act was to recommend that they close half of the remaining public schools in Detroit and privatize them. So things are they're going great here in Michigan. Visit Michigan. And Cheryl, you're in Wisconsin, right?
No, I moved.
She's in New Jersey.
New Jersey. You know,
you're right.
Red Bank, New Jersey. But the Wisconsin thing has been quite interesting. I mean, what's with all these douchebag motherfuckers who are taking over and doing this horrible shit? I don't understand.
I think, man, I listened to your show with Rachel last night.
Oh, that must have been horrible. Sorry.
I wish I could move to Israel with you.
Oh, yeah, Israel. I forgot we got to make our plane bookings.
What are you going to need Israel for?
Yeah, you'll listen to my show, you'll find out. Rachel and I are moving to Israel. We're Yids, okay. Honey. God damn it, no more popsicles. That's why I'm going to Israel.
Yeah. It's $4.99 to hear the program, but it's worth it.
The program. Yeah, you want to go to
Rachel
Israel?
Rachel talked about how meaningful Lady Gaga is to her existence.
Oh, my God.
She goes on at length.
Oh, my God. No hate.
Bloopers?
None whatsoever. That was a really good show. It was better than Well, it's its own flavor. Like, I was going to say it was better than Eat This Hot Show, but Eat This Hot Show has these fascinating stories of black men erupting with shit out of every orifice of their body.
Yeah.
Just all of the hotel rooms and all their badges, camera.
You know, I would like that if it was isolated and they didn't have to listen to anything else. So if somebody can pre-listen to
the
program.
That's what the video was, that X-Dope. That's what that was.
Well, then I'm going to listen to that. Is it, you
know?
Do you have any more stories like that?
Did I talk about the 12-inch penis? Yeah, we talked about that.
Heard about that, yeah.
Well, I'm at the office now.
Deaf guy and prisoner.
I'm at the office now. I probably have some disgusting footage to show you, but I don't remember if I... I mean, it happens all the time. I don't know what... I mean, you know.
How come your company doesn't just put together videos just of those moments of... explosion and collapse.
Well, because it's obscene.
No. Well, you can't sell it in another country, though? Like, in Europe, you can't market it? I don't know.
Right. I'll get right on that.
Well, I'm sure that if DD could make money doing it, he would.
But the 11.5-inch penis called me today. And he keeps calling me because I forget to put his name in my phone. So he called me. He's like, I'm like, who is this? He's like, it's Nick. Don't you remember me? I have an unforgettable dick. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to put you in my phone. He's like, I'm really offended. And I'm thinking, you know, if I had put you in my phone, I wouldn't have answered it, so you should be glad.
You show the hot Lord's hands yet?
No, where are the Lord's hands?
What did he, need some help with, like, moving, or what did he call you, or what, a shoot?
Yeah, he wanted to know if he could shoot trannies with trannies, because he likes trannies. Oh.
Yeah.
Why did he be okay with you?
Because he has my phone number, and I answered the phone, and the other people don't.
I thought he was deaf, though. No, that's
the other 11.5-inch penis.
Oh.
Show the large hand!
Hot Rod?
I have a picture of it. No, Hot Rod isn't even as big as this.
Are we talking about the wraparound?
No, that's Romeo.
No, we're talking about the large hand.
And as large as those penises are, it's not as big. Here, I'll get the picture. What you was in that picture.
Talking about the guy who, when the dick was pulled out of his ass, this stream of yellow bile liquid came shooting out like a guy.
Yeah, and what y'all did?
Well, it was disgusting, but that video is somewhere in Florida. I have to pull it over here.
Yes, it is good.
I have to get that on over.
It is good.
Chris, what do you think? Do you have hope for humanity? What's going on in Wisconsin now that they approved this bill and signed it? Is that the end of the protest or what?
I just watched a video where a bunch of firefighters went to a bank that had donated money to the governor, and everyone withdrew all of their money, just closed their accounts.
Awesome.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably going to, I don't know, maybe there'll be a civil war in this country. I really don't know what they're
hopefully
thinking.
Yeah, it'll be Fox News versus everyone.
I think it's really
isn't it, you know what bugs me, I think, the most is, doesn't it drive you crazy the fact that they barely cover these protests on mainstream media? I mean, it's barely been anywhere. And
I really hope that the people in Libya kill Gaddafi and take over, but the other part of me, I don't really give a shit one way or the other about hearing about it. I don't want to invade that country. I don't give a damn.
Right.
I'm more interested in being able to pay the rent and get food.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit. Right. I was going to ask you about that, listening to the very long discussion you had with Rachel.
Yeah, what?
About all the, I was thinking, like, of the last 30 or 40 years of the kind of endless identity politics and PC stuff on the left.
Yeah.
I think it's been like a really big distraction from what really matters, the economic issues and economic connections that people have. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you felt like I hear, look, I'm all for it. Gay rights, good, but it just seems like it's a distraction. Like Obama's, he's not going to enforce this Defense of Marriage Act, okay, but that's like the bare minimum he could have done. That's like the least he could have
done.
Right.
No, I agree with that. It's crap.
No.
Class warfare lasts. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, so you have barely any coverage in mainstream media about these protests. Like, they report that Michael Moore was there, but the quote they played was the lamest quote, like, you're making history! And that's
listen,
it. They didn't say anything like...
Listen,
I'm done talking, and it's my show, you filthy little bitch. It's not show and tell time anymore.
Go ahead.
Let me finish my... But then, when the Tea Party creates an artificial protest with three people, that's a movement on mainstream media on every channel. Yeah. It's so fucking blatant.
And this, this NPR, NPR, the executives are resigning. Mm-hmm. First of all, NPR is, totally pro-corporate in their news coverage.
Yeah.
Second of all, what they supposedly said about the Tea Partiers being racist, they are fucking racist.
Yeah, of course.
If anyone on that side got caught in something similar, they wouldn't resign. They would, boast about it. They would be proud of it. There's absolutely no courage, nothing, no strength. Around back in 2008, I always put up all these political signs all over my neighborhood, telephone mm-hmm. poles, and I was putting up some tasteful signs that said Sarah Palin is ugly. And I may have told you this already. And so I put up these signs, Sarah Palin is ugly, all over the place. And I was walking around the next night, and somebody had stapled one over it and said, Obama is black. And I think that kind of gets right to the heart of it. That's where I come from. Okay.
Half black.
0.5.
Half black. The good half.
But the thing is, the mainstream media is completely irrelevant, and that's what this show's surprise.
Mm-hmm.
When they want to cover something, they show up, and they're looking for, conflict. They only show up when they think that people are going to fight or do something crazy. And if you paid attention, then you would have noticed that sometimes they live stream things when they thought that there was going to be some kind of conflict. And then as soon as they realized that there wasn't going to be, because there wasn't really much conflict, then they turned it off. They cut it off.
Really?
Bunch of bullshit. Yeah. It was very interesting to watch on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about taking some of your newly finished abortions and then throwing them at some politicians? Or throwing shit?
I did consider this. Now, Edith has a good point. She said, what pisses me off? Not a single person in the White House press corps asked Obama a fucking question about Wisconsin.
Listen, you're why aren't you marching with them like you promised you would?
He's guilty.
I didn't only saw a minute of that about Japan and some other bullshit. I just didn't hear.
He's having conferences about bullying.
No one giving a shit. Everyone's destroyed.
Well, I mean, in one sense, it's kind of good. It's better that, it's an actual movement of people as opposed to it coming from the Obama. I don't know. I mean,
speaking of movements, I'm going to leave you on something more upbeat. In the last probably month or so, I've taken a liking to eating prunes after every meal.
A prune? Have you seen the prune bombers?
I find them delicious. I find them a wonderful treat. And the best part of it is, and I eat them before I go to work, is they give you an excess amount of flatulence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in every room at work, people's offices I'm not even supposed to be in, I'll walk right in there.
Crop dusting.
And next to their computer. And then release my gas.
That's crop dusting.
Well, I put in a link in the room for you to watch the Prune Brothers video, which you will appreciate, with Esmeralda.
She's Are you constipated?
I need to shit really bad.
Chris, are you constipated?
I'm not constipated anymore because it is released. It's released just about everything. And sometimes it comes out as really solid and substantial, and then there's a couple times where it's four or five flushes of it feels like liquid paste coming through me. Every time I look down, the pile gets bigger, and it's such a relief.
You should be in porn. That's what I was talking about with the duty.
Right. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, but not when it's on your camera.
And I'll just keep beating him until I start bleeding, and I'm going to leave you with that. And go ahead and enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Man, can we call Nikolai to end on? He'll share one story about working in a hospital and dealing with obese and poop.
And dealing with death?
Yeah.
I can't deal with death.
I can't. I can't fit through this dough.
It never gets old.
I can hardly.
Hardly fit in this dough.
That is not healthy. Oh, Lord, I look a hot mess.
Oh, Lord, I look a hot mess.
Oh, Lord, I look a hot mess. What's my name?
Oh, my God.
I will as soon as I find him. I'm stalling.
What's my name? Due to her size, she's registered disabled and struggled with the most
what's
basic
name,
tasks.
What's his name? What's his name?
I had a grandbaby die in 2003.
Oh, is it Nico?
I can't touch my toes. I got humongous arms.
Why?
Can't deal with death.
Yo.
I can't hold a fit in this dump.
Dolores hasn't walked to the mailbox in 10 years.
I'm gonna walk real fast. They'll walk real
big. Now, N-word stool. I am.
What? Excuse me?
Our guest would like to share a story or two. Lord Stool. A story or two about working in a wonderful place helping people. That are obese and shit all over the place and pus and all kinds of things.
People who need people? That sort of thing?
Go ahead.
I thought of you because the other day...
Who's this faggot?
Hello?
Who's this
That's
faggot?
Not true.
What?
Man?
Who's this faggot on the...
An arrow?
What?
Right.
No, but I thought of you because you're always talking about the boils. But we had an obese person that they took out 10 liters of pus from.
What? Is that what those pictures were from last week?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I mean, they were just leaving them sitting there for a while.
10 liters of boil pus?
Yeah.
Well, where did it come from? Nobody has that much boil. Was it an obese person?
Well, no, it was like a huge abscess. Yeah, it was an obese person.
How big was the abscess?
About the size of a basketball.
Oh, my. Where was the abscess on the body?
It was like in the abdomen. On the outside, the skin was actually turning black. And she was like, you think I'm going to have to get an operation for this? Is this serious?
It was turning black?
Yeah, I mean, it was the starting of like a flesh-eating disease.
Wheel.
And
she was like, I'm sure I have to get surgery for this? And we're like, yes.
Did you help drain it?
I did.
What is your job? Are you a nurse?
What?
Are you a nurse?
No, I'm in research.
Did you experiment on the pussy?
Well, I did take some of it home, yes.
What?
Well, I took some of it home. Yes.
Can you, send me and Cheryl some? We need some lube.
I don't want it.
We want to use
I could make a nice gift basket.
Ugh.
Did you really take it home? What do you do with it?
I don't know. It seems to work pretty well as a toothpaste or what cleansing item.
Do it smell? Can I imagine? Oh.
Can I tell you, when you open it up, everyone in the room almost throws up.
Because it smells like death, right?
Right, but imagine, you know, if a little bit smells like that, imagine like 10 liters.
I can't.
Did you use a syringe?
Are you trying...
No, what you actually kind of do is you just open it up and then you kind of milk it.
Like a giant zit.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you think I could imagine
the smell?
Do you think what?
Do you think I could imagine the smell?
Maybe, if you had a boil, but...
You couldn't even imagine the smell. Her feet have rotted.
And it's all warm. I mean, we have had people with rotted feet, too, and they have maggots.
What?
Rotted.
What is that?
Oh,
no,
maggots and feet.
Yeah.
Maggots and feet?
Well, they had, like, the diabetes foot.
But maggots?
Yeah, well, they have these bad wounds, and they start growing maggots in them.
Oh, my God, that itches.
And it's weird because you're like, or the end of their toe will be black, and you're like, didn't you think of coming to the hospital maybe, you know, a year ago?
My entire body is to rot.
Well, who are these people?
Oh, I'm uninsured.
I mean, well, yeah, some of them are older and kind of housebound, but they can also just be the obese where it's like underneath the folds and you can't even see it.
Yeah, I've heard about that. But who are these people? Where do they come from?
Well, this is, I'll say it's an urban hospital, so okay, mostly uninsured people. Well, that's the euphemism in medical research. When they want to say black, they say it's an urban community.
True. Right. Hmm. I work in healthcare. That is true.
These people.
It's an urban hospital. There's a lot of problems with no one paying a bill.
These people.
Baby, I need some charity care up in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question now. With these obese people, which fatty grum was there filming?
I wish, you know, that you could film 10 in a day. But seriously, sometimes if they're too heavy for the main CT scanner in the hospital, which I think goes up to 500 pounds, they take them to the veterinary hospital.
Okay, we don't say we don't say heavy. We say we prefer large.
Large.
Heavy is offensive. We say large.
Yes.
But how large can they be to fit in the veterinary hospital, or do they have to like chop them up? Or...
Yeah, are they ever too big for the elephant holder?
They probably are, but I just can imagine them waiting in a gurney like behind a horse.
They have to go to the extra large. Well, I think Andy Melton had to do it, but the extra large elephant holder. Do they have to go to Africa on a cargo?
Let's see. No, it's only a block away, actually, but I'm sure it's kind of.
Now, the 10 liters. 10 liters of pus?
Yep.
What did they do? You took it home?
Well, no, that's the thing. So they put it in those little bottles, but that room is supposed to be cleaned out like every day, but stuff just sits there. Like, that was there for about a week.
The pus.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it a biohazard?
Yeah, I mean.
What is it exactly made of? Is it like white dead blood cells or something?
It's dead sort of immune cells and the broken down organisms and.
Yeah, organisms.
It's amazing. I mean, it's one of the worst smells you can imagine. And that's even.
I thought you said I can't imagine the smell.
Well, you can imagine. You said you had boils of some sort.
I've had boils on my belly button. I had a little boil and it was the size of a zit and it smelled like rotten death. I've never smelled anything worse. And it was just a little bit.
You should put that on a grinder.
I mean, it would just. Stink, God. Can you imagine popping a huge zit the size of a basketball, Cheryl?
Well, I actually saw them. A doctor was popping one of those once, and she wasn't wearing her face mask, and it sprayed all over her face.
Oh, wow.
But no one liked her, so they were laughing.
What
I think that was a pilonidal cyst. So one of the ones.
What does that mean, pilonidal?
That's like down by the butt.
Are you the one that said you wanted to tweeze Rachel Cann's underarm cyst? Is that you?
That wasn't me.
Somebody wanted to do that.
But you want to.
Somebody wanted to.
That's tweeze. A different question, maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
So are you a faggot or what?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, well,
you sound like one.
Well, I don't, you know, don't want to let down any stereotypes.
Well, you know.
Where do you live?
Where do what?
Where do you live?
In Philadelphia.
Are you the one that always wants me to download the video for you?
Yes.
God, you're a pain in the ass.
There's a job on like you.
I know.
So much work. No, it's okay. I don't mind doing it for the money. But this week I was real busy because I'm still not out of that house. But that's why I'm at the Coco Dorm.
What? So are you going to move into the Coco Dorm or what?
No.
Next though?
Homeless.
Next dough.
Can I fit in this dough?
Yeah.
Maybe you can go and live with Nicolois.
Yeah.
Cream, this makes sure they give to me.
You can come be a prolapse technician.
You know what I'm going to get these
Do you see prolapse?
Oh, yeah, we see prolapse.
What kind of prolapse?
Uterine prolapse.
Do you think a vagina inside out looks like a softball?
Softball?
Yeah.
I don't. They're all so different.
Yeah, I heard it looks like a softball.
It's like a snowflake.
Yeah.
Yes. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen stuck inside of someone's
ewer?
Well, we had someone who
softball, I think.
No,
it was a softball. It was a softball, and you know it was.
It was like a piece of a World War II artillery shell that this old guy was using to push in his hemorrhoids.
What?
And they had to call the bomb squad to come to the operating room to take it.
What?
Yeah, it was like one of those artillery shells.
A live shell.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
He had to push in his roids.
Yes.
He had to pull off his map.
But he lost it that day.
I want coffee.
You broke my camera.
Oh, get out of here, you asshole.
What?
There's wonkies.
What are you waiting?
It's so nice.
For crazy, shove that camera up your ass.
You got that right. Yes, Richard.
What's the video, Richard?
I don't think Maria likes that talk.
Yeah,
these
Richard.
Are friends of mine. They're both dead. This is like 12 years ago.
Why don't you show some video of the dead?
Put Dave over and shut up.
That's the nurse that always used to swear at me.
You want
to
sit down?
You're not from Palm Beach Town.
I know.
Yeah.
What are you buying me, Rich?
Strawberry kiwi thing.
What's that, coffee?
No, it's sugary, like a Slurpee.
She's dead. Like a Slurpee.
Okay, here.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah.
It's really good too.
There you go.
Wait, I'm not getting the whole vagina. You'll get a sugar high.
What? Man.
Nursey, come over here and hold my hand. Nursey, there's something I don't understand. Round my heart. You got a funny pain. Oh, it's coming on again. Oh, nursey, come over here and hold my hand. I feel oh so blue. A nursey, when I look at you, my heart goes boo, boo, boo. Nursey, I'm getting worsey. What you gonna do?
Man.
What?
Dude, you must look at these photos. That Edith linked to, you must.
Fart. Okay, now I'm gonna do it. I can do it again.
Oh, come on, for Christ's
sake. I'm gonna hold the microphone, and you have to. You know what? I had the microphone off. We have to do it again.
Oh,
I'm so, I had it off.
I'm nuts, people.
Yeah, what else is new? Have you looked in the. Okay, now do it again, please.
Dirty Lil lived upon a garbage hill. Never wash, never would. Dirty Lil.
Can you sing the hysterectomy song?
There's nothing left of me since my hysterectomy. My tubes, my ovaries among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue.
Smoke.
A gallstone here too. You'll find them all anew among my souvenirs. That's all I'm singing.
Can you do the Filipino version at least? Rares ring reft of re rings rye wrist.
He had a hysterectomy. That's what they used to say to me all the time. He's going in for
her in the hospital before.
She was the nursing supervisor at the hospital.
Very typical.
And she's also a star of some of those answering machine messages someplace.
Yeah. She's very dirty and inappropriate.
She's not right. No, I don't have her. I don't have her.
I know. He's a smoker, too, smoker.
In New York, because there's a lot of Jewish people in New York.
Oh, yeah, so now she's Jewish. Hey.
Man. Smoker.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to bring the nurse wonky puppet that Leslie made for me.
Oh, I tried to call her. She wasn't home.
Yeah?
I'll try tonight.
Did she you leave a message?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, crazy kid costs money.
Cheap. Are you Jewish?
Her step-grandfather was Jewish.
Really?
Yeah, they're giving her the grandparents.
Hold on, Cheryl. There's a really nice black on one of my videos. A clean one.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, this crazy bitch. She was a nurse. She's the one that told me a vagina looks like a softball inside out.
Cute camera. Yeah, what's he doing? Videos? That's cute. That's different than...
1990.
Say something, talk about where somebody you hate.
Oh, secret.
Is he crazy?
Go ahead, right, Maria.
You know who she really likes? I'm going to get a raise. I want to get a raise. I'm on the number one show.
I think the question is who is it?
You could have been on YouTube back in the day. You got under fire. Yeah.
Oh, this ham is salty as hell.
What?
Put 20 pounds of water on it.
20 pounds of salty. And 10 pounds of salt.
Yeah,
I should blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I compress cardboard paper, mix it together.
What
nobody, not many people are three.
I'm afraid to put
it. Very soft.
But it's very sweet.
Will you say artfart too?
Oh, no.
Please.
Don't be it. Crazy almond?
2 weeks, lock yourself up in a psych ward 2 weeks, and you gotta sit for the rest of your life.
No.
My girlfriend did that.
Wow!
Gotta master it. No problem.
Yes, no problem.
Keep kissing him, you'll go to place.
Alright. Her face. Look at that.
How did you know about our little thing?
I know.
Nigga lying.
Yes, hospital people are all kind of weird at heart.
Oh, boy.
Is that
yeah,
like
that's the closing word.
Horrible.
What is this shit? There's a period that I videotaped absolutely everything, unfortunately.
What year was this? 1900?
99.
2 weeks with no pay.
Did you have a huge camera?
Oh, a muscle guy.
No, small.
Art fart.
Gotta find this black lady. You'll like her.
This is so ugly.
Computer. I play solitaire.
Face is so ugly.
Not that again. You're ugly too, Shiroi.
Do I care?
It really gives me a really bad headache.
I'd like to believe in something different. But
she ended up becoming a Buddhist and giving away all her shit.
Why?
That's Nicole. Because she hated everyone, people mostly. She was in human resources, and most human resource people hate people.
Rape.
Ironic.
I'll be right out.
Wake.
And you know that he'll be home, and he'll say,
God, you're gonna have to manicure.
Where's her hair? What are you filming?
Hey, Will, I got to run to work.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks, Nicolò.
I'll give you one final tidbit. We actually found an x-ray once of someone who had an actual gerbil skeleton in their colon.
Wow.
It was very... Yeah.
That's pretty
It was
amazing.
Very cute.
That's amazing.
Yes, we have it framed.
Cute. Can you take a picture?
I can try, but there's these things called, like, confidentiality.
Oh, whatever.
Just make sure his name's not in the picture. You'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the name of the gerbil.
And a cancer.
Mr. Jumbo.
Do I care?
Okay, well, have a good night.
You
too.
Bye. Sorry, I'm trying to find the black. Thought I had the black on the
face. Such nice stories. A plus.
False alarm for the black. Damn it. Damn it, I thought I had this shit. I mean, I have it, I just don't have it for you. He wasn't that picture.
Yes. You lie.
You lie.
Who's this homeless person on the
God,
train?
She's so ugly.
What's this?
That's the only thing I regret out of here, you know?
You can get them cheaper, though.
Any before.
Damn it. Really upset. Cheryl?
Maybe if you're prepared for the Grom.
Right, that happens. No. Oh, yeah.
Flames. Oh, the train is so loud.
Oh, flames. Oops, excuse me.
Flames.
Do, 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 do.
Yes.
Flames, Judy.
Oops.
Ooh.
Excuse me. Why?
No, I'll go.
Could you please place?
Right.
Now that's the kind of bloopers I want to see.
He was so drunk. This is unedited footage. I haven't even edited it yet. I can't show that.
He can't even get bored. So ugly. Such an ugly face.
Colombia.
Ignorant.
Yeah.
Why are they so ignorant?
That was a fun shoot, though.
Why?
Look, rock and six. This guy is, I think, the ugliest person I've ever seen in a shoot. It was so ugly. Ugh, God. I can't stand people that are this ugly.
Please state your full legal.
Oh, no.
That's bad. My name is Sherelle Trigg Murkowski.
Look at those fucking eyebrows, though.
Showing his license.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's at the end.
End. Doesn't it take?
What the hell?
Oh, here. Yeah, this is a great cum shot at the end, though. Watch, Cheryl.
Well, disgusting.
But the way he gets up is hysterical. Hold on. Get it. I can't do it. It's too tight.
Tight.
Yeah, forget. But listen to the way he talks. It's very dark.
Hello? Make sure you get the message back
here
to your boys. And
look at
little part
face.
Where I said that I was going to tell about our little arrangement. I lied.
Look. What?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I see
it. Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't that picture. He was.
Well, I'll be the car, yeah. Okay, who is this guy that I would know?
We do.
I asked him his name, he doesn't speak any English.
Yeah.
English.
Yeah. Okay, right. I understand. Okay.
Look at that face, Cheryl. Look at that face. What the fuck's with those eyebrows? I mean, that's just ugly, right? J-Maids.
That's not. Yeah, I don't like those eyebrows.
Ugly or what?
What'd she do to her eyebrow?
I mean, that's in-ish.
Yup.
He picked me up. Oh, my God, man. Like, where am I going? Like, why you got me getting in the car with these people who I don't even know?
What a voice.
Yeah, I asked him his name. He's, like, talking this Spanish shit that I don't understand.
My credit score's going down the longer I watch this.
Oh, so you want me to meet you at that hotel? The same one I'm at Comiccio at?
Where's this picture from Edith that you're talking about?
In the chat.
The chat room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
We're looking at Edith, she said. Gurgadoil? Gungadoil? These?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this person? Gungadoil. What's the problem here? Why is this person doing this?
Yeah, because they get off on it. And it feels good.
Is this some sort of new thing? Gunging? What is gunging?
I don't know, but it's kind of hot.
No, this is a new word, gunging?
I don't know.
Gunging. Gungidol.com. Human s'more.
Gunging.
Just putting food all over you, and then what?
Gunger.
Gunging. Oh, I hate when there's new words for horrible things. What is that?
Ugly
tape? Oh, he's panty pooping with syrup. That's interesting.
What?
He's panty pooping with syrup. You see what he did?
When he put the syrup inside, he had Leon.
He taped his underwear so that it holds the syrup, and then he poured the syrup in. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's like panty pooping, Shirayo.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Wearing Hanes panties, but he's not black.
Makes my dick get hard.
The double P.
I've never seen non-black.
It makes my dick clear get hard.
Tri-colored gunging. All right, let's go to the website, gungidol.com. Gunge idol. I guess it's like Gunga Din, but with Gunge. Wasn't that the website? Gunge idol. Isn't that right? Gunge idol. Yeah, gungeidol.com. That's what I said.
Edith says a nuclear meltdown is to begin within hours.
Well, that's exciting.
Ugh, that's horrible.
Listen, this isn't a current events program.
I don't think was Chernobyl a meltdown.
It was amazing. Oh,
was Chernobyl a meltdown or no?
I think so.
I know Three Mile Island wasn't, but they released Did they release the gas or what? The radioactive. Business, you know,
like I thought there was like some sort of like the safety features were supposed to turn off, but it didn't work quite well, or I don't know.
The cooling didn't work. Nuclear,
I've only heard a little bit, I barely was home today, so
let's look at
yeah, me either.
Let's
I don't have tons of things.
Is it a live stream? Let's go, let's do a live meltdown,
man. Yeah. Maybe we end the program.
I live meltdown.
My live station isn't working. Yep. Can't log in. It's happened before. Can't log into my live station. God damn it!
Can we end the program?
Yeah.
Because by the time this comes out, everyone in the world will probably be dead. So,
right.
Except for you, Cheryl.
I'm just trying to stay relevant. Listen, I'm 25. I will stay that way forever.
My live station doesn't work. Does anybody else's live station not work on the internet? All right, Cheryl. Thanks for being on the program. I'm going to stay on for a few minutes, though.
Okay, make sure to have late-breaking news 3 weeks later.
Late-breaking news.
All right.
Bye,
honey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye.
Let's see. It says there's an error 502. What is going on with Diet J-Mates?
Let me try mine.
Does your live station work? Yeah, I don't know if it's me.
Let me check. Please hold.
Good night, Cheryl. All right. Good night, Cheryl. Yeah. Well, everybody's leaving because Cheryl left.
That's...
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Live station, which always takes forever to turn on.
I don't know why mine ain't working. Live station.
I like make love to food.
Mine's a... Let me try it with the... I'll turn the Wi-Fi on. Maybe that's why. I'm here at the Coco Dorm, so it's a little different. Now, bad gateway.
Love is dear. Okay, let's see. Life station. Why is it... Oh, my God. Seriously.
What?
Okay, finally. Sign in.
It's letting you sign in?
Well, I clicked the sign in, let's see.
No, I'm not getting into
life. Yeah, gay bear. It's not just you.
Damn it. Alright, let's try watching AlJazeera.com.
The AGE.
Oh my God, do you think we're being blocked?
Why?
Well, it's just, maybe we're being blocked like they were in other countries. Maybe there's a revolution, we weren't allowed to see it.
Create a revolution.
It's not letting me go to Al Jazeera either. Ooh,
I would try it on my iPod, but that's how I'm talking to you, so.
Oh, I can try it on mine. My iPhone. Did you get your new iPad?
Yeah. I just don't. I'm not fascinated by the iPad because I don't read, you know, digital books or whatever, so I
do,
really don't
the
care.
The screen on this is better, so I don't know, on the phone. Edith, help us out here. Is Edith saying anything?
No.
Edith, what's going on?
Stretch.
I think she left.
No, she didn't. Nobody's really talking.
Yeah.
Cheryl's gone, so, you know, Milltown. We're not talking about blacks anymore.
Oh, here. It's a commercial. You know who that Hamid Karzai looks like? He looks like that actor Ben Kingsley, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
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 What else is news that isn't horrible?
That isn't horrible? Well...
Yeah, because I don't want these fucking commercials that I get on Al Jazeera right now. Why isn't this fucking live station working? This pisses me off. I like the live station.
I like it.
Let's see. Maybe a news program on the radio? Program?
I applied for a job at the local NPR station. Do you think I'll keep my job if I get it?
For like a day, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the job you applied for?
It's just an office job.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I won't be on air or anything.
Well, Democracy Now! Is always hiring producers, but I'm like, I never know how to do it because I'd be like, well, I work in porn.
Gaddafi's forces have pounded Ras Lanuf and rebel hideouts between there and Brega in the east.
Well, it can't be that serious. Not in the news on Ras Lanuf.
Cheryl pointed something out to me about Democracy Now! The other day when Sharif Kaddush was in Egypt for those 3 weeks. You know, like Amy Goodwin was madly in love with him,
oh,
she would
totally.
Always stop somebody.
Totally. I totally did. And she's like, our senior producer, Sharif Kaddush. And now there's this girl, Angela Comet, who's the other producer, who's there. And she doesn't say anything about her. She's like, Angela Comet's in Egypt.
And Angela Comet is, in Egypt today.
Competing for the... Yeah, I totally did notice those layers.
Sharif, stay safe. And you too, Angela.
Yeah, Angela, go fuck yourself. Uh-oh, here's the... Oh, my God. Here, breaking news from AP. 1229. Yeah. Japan official says meltdown nuclear power plant. Possible. Yeah. I remember now, Chernobyl, and I remember Three Mile Island, and this is pretty much how it went.
I barely remember Chernobyl because I was so young at the time, but...
I remember going to Amsterdam like 6 months after Chernobyl, and it smelled in Amsterdam. It was the first time I went there in 1989. Maybe it was a few. And me and my friend Lori, we were stoned. And we kept saying, it smells like Chernobyl. And we ate Chernobyl burgers. Because everything smelled weird.
Right.
Like Chernobyl. I don't know what Chernobyl smells like, but I think that's what it was.
It smells like hurt and stink, probably.
Oh, Miguel, you're in Japan? Are you dead? You're not in the part where it's affected, are you?
What?
I'm talking to Flesh Meat Dolly. He says, I live in Japan. Please send me money. I can't believe that ZDNet
Yokohama.
Article. You said that ZDNet article where they're like, iPads are going to be delayed.
Yeah. What really irritated me was I was listening to the radio on the way to work this morning, and they were like, earthquake, tsunami hits Japan. What does it mean to Hawaii and the rest of the U.S. coming up?
Yeah. Like, and there was like financial news, and they were like, yeah, how it's going to affect them. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen, I have to move downstairs so I can cook dinner because I'm starting to have hypoglycemia. But I'm going to try and remove the cord. So I might disappear for a sex cunt.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me turn on the video first. Yeah, there I am. I'm using the Logitech camera because it's better than the BLT and Yas. Okay. Okay, I'm going to remove the cable. If I disappear, I'll be black.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I removed it. Am I still on? J-Mains? I don't think so. Hello? Oh, it's refiguring it out. Oops. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're there. You're back. Okay, so Skype.
Yeah, there's some sort of network thing for me.
Yeah? What?
I had some sort of network issue.
Yeah, because I disconnected from the Ethernet, and now I'm on the Skype. Now, am I still broadcasting? It says reconnecting to server. Server. Well, the broadcast stopped. I'm going to restart. Dang it. I hope it saved my huge-ass recording. Okay. That's trying. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not letting me broadcast, but I'm still recording the Skype. I should have stopped a broadcast while I had the folder in. Hold on, I'm going to do that. Just a sec. All this to get a goddamn... cook my goddamn food. Jesus Christ.
What you going to make?
Teeny tiny.
Is it Hunger Man?
It's a steamed entree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really healthy. It's one of those things. I like the steamed ones because you don't even have to open it. It's wonderful. Like, you just cook it in the plastic and that's it. It's just a plastic. Yeah, it's not letting me do it. Can I connect to the RMTT PC server business? Yeah. Oops. Uh-oh, I think I lost J-Mains again. Are you still there? Yeah, J-Mains. Oops. Yeah. I did that deep. Yeah. J-Mains. 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 Yeah. J-Mains. Yoo-hoo. J-Mains. J-Mains. Yoo-hoo. Are we on? Well, the new Skype is a little better because at least it automatically reconnects.
Right.
You know, even though I can't figure out how to make phone calls with the thing. Let me see. Putting this goddamn, all this to get a goddamn holder working. Yeah. Ah, shit. Where's this goddamn thing? The Ustream working? No.
No.
Now it's working. Okay. Back on Ustream. Now I can go global. Yeah, I can go global. Yeah, I'm gonna go global.
Why can I hear myself a little bit?
You can?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ain't my problem. Yeah, now I'm on TV, and I'm gonna cook my dinner. It's a little late. Jarotsky's asleep. I'm in the Coco Gear. Yeah. Are you still with me, audience? I don't know. Hello?
Nobody's really responding in the chat.
Assholes. It says there's 10 people. I'd had to disconnect to everyone.
Oh, hold on, so I'll just refresh.
I think I'll have the braised meatball. No. Healthy choice.
Okay.
Healthy choice.
Now
it's healthy choice. Healthy choice, healthy choice. Healthy choice. Let's see. My God, how long do I have to wait for this shit? 4 minis. 3.5 to 4 minis. Now, I don't know if the microwave is going to disconnect to us. Let's see.
What?
I'll show you the large television. There's a large TV here. I'm downstairs in the Coco dorm room, let's see. See that large television? It's large.
Yes. Very large television.
72 inch. See, there's up. That's up. All the way up. All the way. I'm surprised Trotsky hasn't woken up. Mm-hmm.
Now, do they just stay in Miami until it gets warmer?
No, there's. It's just back and forth. There's no rhyme or reason.
Oh, okay.
Rhyme or reason. There's no. They don't really. Theirs isn't a COVID order. That's just in Florida. I just call it that. This is just an office / studio / home. Day.
Gotcha.
Hey, it can't be real. Are there any black holidays coming up? I think there's something black coming up in Atlanta, isn't there?
Black,
Black Day?
No, not really, no.
Because I think... I know my boss said we want to go there, I guess because of all the... Who did you see, though? You said you saw... Who did you see? You said you were going to tell me?
Oh, I don't... I didn't see anybody specifically. I just saw somebody that looked very familiar to the people we saw that night at the What's Up in ATL party. But I was in Publix on North Avenue, and I saw these two very well-dressed young Negro men. And they were walking around, and they're like, man, oh man, this Publix is ghetto.
Well, you're not helping.
Exactly.
You ain't helping.
But,
it wasn't a picture.
Yes, you would. But, you know, I don't think... No, no holidays. Not until, Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, the Blatino Awards are going to be in Miami this year.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Let's see. I think somebody wants to buy my table, my desk. I hate when people friend me on dumb things. Like, who cares if somebody wants to be my friend on Yelp? Like, who cares? That's so stupid.
Yeah, like when I get a friend request on Delicious or something like that.
Yeah, all that dumb crap. Or even LinkedIn, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got... Oh, that's not it. Okay. Tomorrow evening, somebody wants to buy my IKEA desk. Goodie.
Yeah. But how much are you selling it for?
$100.
Okay.
I can't do it tomorrow morning, but tomorrow evening. Sure, that's fine. Sure, that's fine. And I think I might have sold my bicycle case. I'm interested in this. Can I meet you Sunday? Sunday is fine. Why am I handling business? Sunday is fine. What time is good for you? Okay. Wow, I think I sold... So I sold the bicycle case. I sold the G4. Mm-hmm. The giant couch is gone. Let's see. Bicycle case. The desk. So I'd have to sell the espresso machine. Do you want an espresso machine, J-Mate?
I don't drink coffee, but thank you.
God damn it.
I'm living P2P. I can't afford anything.
You're what?
I'm living paycheck to paycheck. P2P.
Is that what that is? I'm on LPTP, less than paycheck to paycheck. It's called crab debt. Oh, this should be real nice here. Look at this.
Ooh, I like to joke with Cheryl that she's underemployed.
Why?
RL reasons, but yeah.
Underemployed? Meaning
underemployed.
What?
She's ugly. Like, she doesn't work enough.
Just because she's ugly?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, she doesn't work much. She's always typing the instant messaging and tweets. She has Twitter.
She's like, lols at the Hertz, lols.
Oh, yeah, the Hertz, right. There. Oh, that's a horrible angle for my food eating. Here, let's put it here. We'll get a side view while I eat my meal. My meal. My meal. Meal. Eat my meal. What are you doing tomorrow, J-Mates?
Yeah, I'm gonna go see my father. He just foreclosed on his house.
What?
Yeah. It's one of those things they're talking about in the news where banks are just foreclosing people without actually reviewing the papers first.
So can't he just not leave?
Well, I mean, they've already repossessed the house.
Wow.
He's in his new home now.
How'd he get a new home then?
And he rented.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Was he underwater or what happened?
No, it was one of these things where he was paying the wrong bank because they switched his mortgage to a new company. And mm-hmm. he never received a notification, so he was paying the wrong people.
And what did the wrong people do? They didn't give the money to the right people?
Well, it was one of those things where, you know, they thought they were still in possession of the mortgage when they weren't. It's a mess. Anyway, he's been seeing a lawyer about it, so it's not like he's going to just roll over and take it, but whatevs.
My mortgage is owned by Bank of America now.
They're the ones that did it, too. But at least you know who actually has your mortgage.
Bank of America is horrible. They're the worst.
Well, they're all horrible. Weren't WikiLeaks supposed to release some sort of document about one of the major financial firms, right now?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Do you think it's because Assange is about to be extradited? I don't know.
Well, knowing the banks, I'm sure they've done something. Either threaten his life somehow or, you know, they're just complete annihilation. Who knows?
Because I remember at the beginning of the year, they were like, yeah, within the next month or two, we're going to come out with an Enron-sized scandal. I don't know, maybe there's so many big things happening with the Middle East that they figure if they release it now, nobody will pay attention, maybe.
I don't know, but I read something about, one of the prosecutors in Sweden is somehow connected with one of the accusers, the so-called rape accusers.
Do you remember a few months ago when they had Naomi Wolf and that other feminist on Democracy Now, and they were pretty much going after each other on the definition of rape?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you feel about that other woman?
Which one is the other woman?
Well, not Naomi Wolf, but just the other one that I could... She was very, you can't defend all the... Or you can't speak for everybody that's ever been raped, or...
Oh, she was like a 70s feminist crazy person.
Yeah, she was... and the fact that they had an extended interview, I was just please, no, God.
Second wave this... feminist.
What's the difference? Second wave is
70s.
Okay.
Gloria Steinem, those people.
I'm Gloria Steinem.
They just, everything's a victim. You know, women have no empowerment. They're always victims. Where I was
well, that's true.
The
they are.
I will say I know people that are in the sex industry, cam girls, and they feel that it's feminist to have your own porn site instead of have a pimp, so you can make money, raise your family without,
Right.
A second-wave feminist would say that's exploitation, even if you're exploiting yourself. And, they all have vaginas, I don't care.
They just need to get fucked, literally. Right. Then they'll be fine. Yeah. Oh, Halo.
They'll be poor, but they'll be fine.
Halo, be quiet. It's the cat.
I'm going to figure out what's going on with this meltdown, and hopefully I'll wake up to a nice meltdown. Death toll rising. The thing about these nuclear accidents is it usually doesn't come out till a little later, so the fact that it's coming out now that it could be a that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. I need to get out of here and go home.
That's fine. Thanks for having me on.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.